T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
In yesterday's Detroit Tiger game, the win over the Cleveland Guardians, we got the pleasure of seeing a marvelous defensive play by Tiger outfielder Daz Cameron. All right. So that was a great, great defensive play, right?
Yes.
248-539-9797. What's your favorite Tigers defensive play of all time?
Well, mine, I don't know. Mine would be very mundane. It's going to sound crazy. I was actually talking about this yesterday. And it was, as a kid growing up, everybody knows how I talk about the 84 Tigers. Mm-hmm. It was watching Chet Lemon catch a fly ball. How he would I tried to imitate it every single time. He always one-handed next to his head until it went off his face.
I remember he made one great catch. I think it was in 84 because I was working in Washington at the time. It was on a Sunday afternoon against the Angels in Anaheim. I don't remember who hit it. I just remember it was a great play. For me, it was the Austin Jackson play where he just robbed the guy of a home run, and then he made the throw to the plate. I don't know, I'm thinking of maybe two separate things, but he had a play at the plate that was unbelievable, and he also made he robbed somebody of a home run. And then there was, I guess I'm stealing thunder here, but I don't care, Granderson's catch when Verlander was on the mound. I think was it Grady Sizemore who he robbed of a home run?
I think that's who it was.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah, that was it. Well, I got to go with the one I just think it was ridiculous. It was Iglesias. Do you remember the where he just dove forward and basically flipped the ball to first base?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Didn't he have a double play like that as well where he flipped one?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, Baez made a great play this year. That behind the back flip or whatever. That's the one thing about Baez. I mean, he can't hit. You know, he had the home run yesterday. He's been horrible. His defense has been pretty good still. I mean, much better than they've had before.
So yeah.
I'll give him that. But that's not why you're paying him.
I would probably say that the Austin Jackson, it was the throw that made that one so awesome, because so many times you see that throw, it's off the mark, or it misses the cutoff.
If I'm not mistaken, it ended the game too.
It did. Yeah. It was Cleveland 7, Detroit 8.
Yeah.
You guys remember the Jacoby Jones catch?
Oh yeah, that was against the White
Victor
Sox.
Victor Robles.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Uh huh.
Might be one of the best robberies ever for the Tigers. I don't remember many at Tiger Stadium.
No, me neither. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Brett in Rochester on Deshaun Watson.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Brett.
Hey, just to the point that you guys were saying there, a little bit of a conspiracy theory, the convenience of the timing of the allegations to try to disparage the image and likeness for Deshaun Watson. If that were the case and it was the ownership team that was leaking the information or setting it up, whatever it was, and they still ended up trading him to Cleveland, wouldn't that actually be like devaluing what you would be able to get for him as an asset on the trade market? So wouldn't they kind of be shooting themselves in the foot?
That's a good point.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
I've seen people do crazy things over spite before.
No, I get that. But the fact that they did end up trading him anyways, it's like if they literally just sat on him and didn't trade him, then I think that it holds a little bit more water. But they did. And what I've from what I understood, what they were about to set up to get from Miami was incredible. And then these allegations happened, and it was, you know, it was what it was.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 248-539-9797. Kevin in Farmington. Good morning. You're 97 on the ticket.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I think that my favorite defensive plays came from Pudge, picking people off at first base. I used to love watching him do that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But what I would like to change for the Tigers right now is the lineup. I think Torkelson, he's batting 1,000 OPS in the last seven games. I would put Cabrera with then Baez. So Cabrera in the three hole, Baez in the four, and Torkelson in the five. And Candy in the six, that would have them guys protecting each other, and having them all split up is weird. I don't understand why he's doing that.
Well, they've tried so many different lineups to get anything. I mean, yesterday you were close. Yesterday, Cabrera batted third, Baez batted fourth, Candy fifth, and Torkelson sixth.
Yeah, it was close.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I still think Candy, he should be behind Torkelson right now with the way he's struggling, right?
They're both struggling. I mean, Torkelson's hitting 173, Candy's hitting 196. They were both 0-for yesterday. I mean,
in the last seven games, though, I think Torkelson's got like a 500 OPS higher than Candy.
Well, yeah, well, you can go through any players with, you know, it's such a small sample size. They're both been very, very disappointing, to say the least. All right. Here we go, some ticket texts. Here's the one I was talking about. I was off by a year. 1983 against the Angels. Chet Lemon robs a game-winning home run with a perfectly timed jump. Big old smile, fist pumps.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That's the one I was talking about. Chris, that's from Chris in Houston.
Not Chris Houston.
Austin Jackson's catch to preserve Galarraga's near-perfect game. That was unbelievable. Chet Lemon robbing Rod Carew. That might have been the same catch. I don't remember if Carew hit it or not. I'm dating myself here, but as a young kid, I used to absolutely love watching Aurelio Rodriguez play third base. He wasn't much of a hitter, but I think he's one of the unsung best third basemen of all time. That's from Willie from Livonia. He made some great plays. I do remember seeing them, even though I did not live here at the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew this one was coming. Freehand blocking the plate, 1968 World Series on Willie Horton's throw to get Lou Brock. That was awesome. There's Willie Horton throwing out the greatest base stealer of his time at home in the 68 World Series. And then there's everyone else. That's true. Magna Carr, Austin Jackson's over-the-shoulder deep in left center field catch to save Armando Galarraga's near-perfect game.
Yep.
Now, you had another one you thought of from Yankee Stadium where a Tiger that people don't even remember was actually a Tiger.
It was Ezekiel Carrera.
Oh, who can forget Ezekiel Carrera?
Right.
Who? Yes. I remember the catch, too.
Yeah, it wasn't here for very long. In fact, I don't even think he was here for an entire year, was he?
No.
But it was in Yankee Stadium. Bases were loaded, and it was very similar, over-the-shoulder diving catch.
What year
was
this?
Derek Jeter was 2014. Derek Jeter was on first base, and one of the things that if you remember this play, as they were showing – the aftermath, they're obviously showing the replays, Derek Jeter was ended up getting back to first base because he wasn't tagging up and no helmet on, and he gives the wow. You can read his lips because it was such an unbelievable catch.
I do remember that because he dove, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, warning track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.